In Judges 6, God instructed Gideon to tear down his father's altars and idols that had been allowed to overtake the nation. Gideon obeyed the Lord despite their traditions, teachings, and obvious persecutions that would befall him due to standing up for the Lord. In America, many altars and idols have risen that the Lord commands that we tear down. Unfortunately, many of these altars and idols are not only found in secular society, but have crept into the church unaware, being unnoticed and embraced by many. So let's take a look at some of these idols that are so warmly embraced in which you are directly responsible to tear down. Preaching a lawless gospel. It fails to use the Ten Commandments to bring the knowledge of sin, which is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, in which is perfect converting the soul. Read Romans 7:7, Galatians 3:24, and Psalm 19:7. It leans on man-made methods and says those who use the law are legalistic. John Newton, writer of Amazing Grace, said, "Ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes." An image in our mind of a tolerant God. This is a false God that tolerates sin and smiles on humanity as a friend. In fact, God hates sin, calls sinners enemies, and commands us to hate sin as well. Read James 4:4, Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Psalm 97:10, Psalm 119:104, and Amos 5:15. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross. Charles Spurgeon said, "The very least offense against God is so intolerable that if hellfire were put out, one sin could kindle it again." Presentation of a false grace. This grace enables people to stay in their sins by allowing the person to lean on a crutch of imperfection, making the so-called road to heaven wide, when in fact this road leads to hell. The true grace of God empowers you to walk the straight and narrow. Matthew 7:13 and 14, Romans 5:20, and Romans 6:1-2. The true grace of God pulls out the crutch so that you may lean on Him who is able to make you perfect and perfect the things that which concerneth you. Again, read Matthew 5:48 and Psalm 138, verse 8. A presentation of a false love. This love overlooks sin and is demonstrated in lip service, not in action. However, the love of God is confrontational, not in lip service, again, but in action. Read 1 John 3:18. Example, there's a family having a barbecue on top of a burning building. As you walk by, instead of yelling to them to get out of the building, you imply they're okay by putting on your Sunday smile and waving to them. You'd say, "That's crazy. Nobody in their right mind would do that." Well, the truth is, it happens all the time. People are too afraid to confront sin, and little do they realize that their blood is on their own hands. Read Ezekiel 3 and 33. Charles Spurgeon again rightly said, "I am told Christians do not love each other. I am very sorry if that be true, but I rather doubt it, for I suspect that those who do not love each other are not Christians." False prophets, God of prosperity and false peace. These supposed prophets, through enticing words, raise an idol god and promise peace when there is no peace. In other words, God will give you a bigger house, a bigger car, and more money. Listen to what the great reformer Martin Luther rightly said. "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." Grace in Webster's 1828 means the power to restrain from sin, not to indulge in it. Read Jeremiah 6:13-14, Ezekiel 13:10, and 1 Thessalonians 5:3. They preach that gain is godliness, making merchandise of the people, whose God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame. They mind earthly things, consuming things on their own lust, being covetous, and making a show of right.
Here we go.
Lower the law, and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. This is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say that you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside the law of God. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves as a most necessary purpose and must not be removed from its place. The law cuts into the core of evil, it reveals the seat of malady, and informs us that the leprosy lies deep within. They must be slain by the law before they can be made alive by the gospel. The Prince of Preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Let me put this into terms that everybody can understand. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 in Christ Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about how the cussing preacher, no joke, the cussing preacher, the effeminate preacher, Mark Driscoll, invited to speak at Trump's, listen carefully, rededication of America to God. Again, you can't make this up. The cussing preacher. He's called the cussing preacher by his own people. And yet he's somehow or another ordained. You know what's interesting, friends, is I've been ordained three different times. Not a one of them did I ask for concerning the accreditation that man gives. No, it's the Lord that anoints men. It is the Lord that creates men to become what they are, not because one wants to become. That's the will of the flesh, which wars against the will of the Spirit. Read John 3:6. And see, what we have here is another fine example of what the American people put up with. I want you to listen to this. This is his team. The reputation Driscoll got for being the cussing pastor simply because he used harsh language from the pulpit was nothing compared to the swearing and abusive language he used daily with his staff. When people asked him how I lived working at Mars Hill, I would simply say it's a great church to attend, but I wouldn't recommend working here. It was well known with the staff that what was preached on Sunday was not lived out Monday morning with the staff. Whoa! Wait a second. So what makes this guy that gave that comment any different than the one that's actually being used to spew out his filth? There is no difference. It's a great church to attend, the cussing pastor. Folks, you know what's crazy about this? Is you look at the churches of America and you look at this nonsense right here, this is what the people want. And this is exactly why the Lord said that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Charles Spurgeon was exactly right when he said, the church that the world loves the most, God hates the most. He's exactly right. You got to ask yourself the question why this individual has been invited to be a part of the rededication of America back to God when they all the well know that he's a walking hypocrite.
I mean, this is also the guy, friends, that flip-flops every 2 weeks because he doesn't know what he believes. Because it's not premised on the Word of God, which shows you that he's born of the flesh. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to highlight something here. And by the way, if you want to call in, you can. 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic, please. 281-845-4704. I'm showing people on social media platforms right now, none other than J.D. Vance at a TPUSA meeting. I brought this up yesterday, but did you know that only 25% of the people came in to see the vice president in Erica Kirk? Why? Because you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all of the time. And you can fool the Lord at no time because he is not mocked. And folks, TPUSA has been mocking the Lord. You know that they're stacked with sodomites. You know that they're receiving billions of dollars, literally, from the Jewish Zionist lobby. We also now understand that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are taking orders and giving updates to Mr. Mylakowski, who somehow or another is the prime minister of Israel. And I'm sure people are sick and tired of hearing about modern-day Rothschild's Israel. I am too. But what we have here, friends, is a little lump, a leaven that's in the lump. And some will say, well, what's the little leaven represent? It represents wicked doctrines, wicked men. And the Bible says that the little leaven in the lump needs to be removed. Some will say, well, Bradley, is that all you do is find bad in people? No. Well, let me say this. There's no good in people. So what are we talking about here? There's none righteous, no, not one. And our righteousness is but filthy rags before a just and a holy God. So what is it that I'm supposed to promote? The evil of men? Folks, we need to pay attention to what we're asking for. We need to pay attention to what we're saying. We need to think about it. We need to chew it up before we spit it out sometimes. But let me get back to this. J.D. Vance, Turning Point USA seems to have severely overestimated the crowd that would come to see Vance. They're tired of their compromises. They're tired. The people are tired of them claiming to be what it is that they're not. And now it's catching up to them. 25% filled for the vice president. And what happens? J.D. Vance, he gets up there and he tries to do nothing but promote Donald Trump and his position. I guess that didn't fare very well with Carrie Prejean, who was on his faith board, who started to call him out because she wasn't going to be dictated by a bunch of Zionists. And then she was told after she was let go that her whole purpose on that board was to defend the reputation of Donald Trump. You can't defend that, folks. You can't defend that reputation because it keeps falling to the ground day after day, week after week, month after month. Just go ahead and look at his polls right now and you tell me otherwise. But what I want you to catch, friends, is the hypocrisy of what the American people put up with in this country day after day, week after week. I want you to listen to this. I played this in the past, but this is a new video. This is little chubby J.D. Vance, a pharmaceutical investor, talking about Donald Trump before he mysteriously became the VP of the United States of America. Listen carefully.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
It makes you think that at a fundamental level, this is sort of a he said, she said, right? And at the end of the day, do you believe Donald Trump, who always tells the truth? Just kidding. Or do you believe that woman on that tape?
No, I cannot stand Trump because I think he's a fraud. Well, I think he's a total fraud that is exploiting these people, who is a total fraud.
Like you said, I agree with you on Trump because I don't think that he's the person. I don't think he actually cares about folks.
Definitely, there is definitely an element of Donald Trump's support that has its basis in racism or xenophobia.
I think there's a chance, if I feel like Trump has a really good chance of winning, that I might have to hold my nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. I think I'm going to vote third party because I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
And now, little chubby J.D. Vance, a little hillbilly boy here, isn't it interesting that he's going out there trying to defend Donald Trump and his criminal administration? See, this is the hypocrisy that people put up with. And people get mad at me when I highlight the hypocrisies that they put up with. Well, guess what, friends? I'm not going to put up with it. You can go ahead and play that game. Keep listening to your talking heads, friends, your conservatives of the day, which are, in fact, yesterday's liberals. Read Matthew 5:13. But this is what the American people put up with. And I'm just here to tell you, I'm not. I'm not going to play your game, people, if that's what you want. The fact of the matter is I'm not here for that. I'm not to please people. I'm to please God, and that's exactly what I'm going to do by the Holy Ghost. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, my name is Ron Bransner with the American Policy Center. And we are on the front lines combating that global movement of the Green New Deal scam. Our partnerships with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio have elevated our message with a secure relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us in our efforts and listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean. Our message is your future. Thank you.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Now, concerning the Second Amendment, to ban guns because criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Lysander Spooner. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper, United States Marine Corps, rightly stated, "If violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim." We must not only assert the truth, we must attack the evil and the false. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Was not Leonardo da Vinci correct when he said, "Not to punish evil is equivalent to authorizing it"? Okay, so welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years. I guess the more dates coming up right now. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to book us, there's a window. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You got contributors from all over the country that are part of the culture war, like the Sons of Issachar, as well as, friends, subscribe to that page, the store, our schedule, the list goes on. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And one more time, if you want to call in, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. 4704. If this is the first time calling, friends, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com or listening, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Now, I just want to highlight a couple things before we start getting into this. Because there's some people that just, they're just diehards. They just, they're going to believe whatever the media says. And as you all the well know, they say they don't believe the media. They're caught lie after lie after lie after lie. And then before you know it, you try to tell them more lies that are coming out, and then they try to justify the lies. And it just really comes down to the fact that they're a bunch of hypocrites. And really, America's filled with hypocrisy from coast to coast. Believe what I'm telling you, friends, if you haven't seen it for yourselves. But we all know we've been defrauded. We all know Buzz Aldrin's told us we haven't been there. It's all been, you know, fictitious, contrived by the federal government and justifying the stealing of your tax dollars and putting themselves in a position of being all powerful. We understand that, folks. And I'm not demeaning technology, but I am telling you, friends, that they are trying to be God in your life and every aspect of your life. And if that's not true, why don't you go ahead and check out yesterday's show? But again, all the information coming out and the way that the younger generation is going after these fraudsters through the mainstream media is just fantastic. Because, wait, here, yeah, yep, I know. There are some people that'll say, yeah, but there's so many people that believe. You know what? I want to tell you something. I did a test with Matt Labesh. He's the senior editor from the Weekly Standard when I was doing some high schools in Indiana. And he jumped on the road with us for 1 week. He toured with us for a week, and he asked me the question about the moon landing. I said, dude, you're absolutely out of your mind. And he says to me, he goes, I question everything you say now because of your lack of judgment. It's like, my lack of judgment? Really, guy? You're questioning my integrity and my foundation of what's right and wrong? And you believe that they all went to the moon, but this is what we get? And I said, let me do something. I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get off the bus. And when I get off the bus, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be the reporter. And I'm going to ask the people just randomly as to those that believe that we've been to the moon and those that we don't, or that don't believe that we've been to the moon. And folks, just for those that think that the numbers are a lot greater than what they really are, they're actually less than half of the American people that believe it. Okay, so what I did is I started asking people questions, and it just happened to be right when we got to the school to set up in Indiana, all of a sudden there was this big outflux of people coming from the building that just let some sort of assembly there in the school. And so I had plenty of people to ask. And so I did this. I just said, hey, I'm just curious. Me and my friend here want to know, what are your thoughts on the moon landing? Do you believe we've been there or don't you believe? And folks, the responses were to the surprise of Matt Labesh, where he said, I can't even believe this. He goes, it was more people that didn't believe that we went to the moon than did. And the only ones that are reiterating this lie, friends, are the mainstream media spin doctors. This is nothing new. This is how they do what they do, as I continuously point out, friends. This is how they control the lives of the people through their fictitious lies. And the only way they get away with it is when the people believe their lies. And so what I did, unbeknownst to that of Matt Labesh, the next day when I was doing the high school assembly, I asked all the students and the teachers in the room, I'm just curious, guy. I want to prove a point to Matt back there. There's about 300 students there. I said, can you guys tell me, by a show of hands, how many people believe that we've been to the moon? So the hands went up, and it was less than half easy, less than half of the kids. Folks, I would almost go to a quarter of the students, maybe a little bit more than a quarter of the students that didn't believe. So actually, the truth is on the side of those that believe that we've never been there. So don't again believe just because the media is saying it that everybody else believes it. Nonsense. There's too many people that have learned their lesson. You know, as that saying goes, fool me once, you know what? Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right? And so we have to take responsibility. And if you're a Christian and you're born of the Spirit of God, you need to understand that you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all of the time. And friends, here's the good news. You can fool the Lord at no time. And when you're born of that Spirit, he's going to convey it to you sooner or later by opening your eyes to the truth of the matter. There is enough information. And yesterday, as a matter of fact, I just played the guy that was leading the charge to go back to the moon from Artemis, right? And he said, this will be the first time we've ever been to the moon. And then after they allegedly got back from the moon, the girl was actually questioned, this astronaut, and she was actually asked the question about what it was like there. And then she just went blank for about 15 seconds. Why? Because she lost her train of thought. She lost the thought that she was coached to give. And folks, again, it's the same thing with the useful idiots in the mainstream media from coast to coast that are parroting the teleprompter. She just didn't memorize it the way that she should have. And it spoke volumes to everybody in that room. Now, what's also interesting is when I was playing that video audio for you yesterday, it was also interesting to note, because I seen it on the video, where the when she went blank, all of a sudden the reporters just kind of chuckled at her. But you all need to understand that the reporters are there setting the narrative along with her, who is speaking lies and promulgating what it is that NASA and the government wants you to believe, in justifying the theft of your money and justifying the unjustifiable. Did you also notice that yesterday I had taken the time, and I've showed you this and I've seen this before, but there's a brand new one. And some guys out there right now, there's tons of these videos rolling around through social media platforms right now, calling the American people blanking idiots for believing what has never happened once again. And what I'm talking about here, friends, is them taking the capsule and then dropping it from the back of a military airplane and then selling it to the American people that they fell from the moon at 25,000 miles per hour. And then somehow or another, when the parachutes open and it hits the water, the shield on the front of the capsule, it's so hot that when it hits the water, there's no smoke. Not only that, friends, but I want you to show, I want you to see, and I want you to understand, and I'll paint this picture for you as it rolls out. But what I'm looking at right now is a military airplane opening the back end to drop the capsule into the water. Did you hear what I said? It's a military airplane where the capsule is released from the back of the airplane, and then it's sold to the American people. As to the fact that it's been to the moon and it fell all the way from the moon. Will you tell me? Okay, so we're looking at the back of the military airplane. Okay, and then we're seeing the capsule being pulled out right now by the parachutes. Okay, now it's falling to the water with all the parachutes open. But they sold it to the people. They sold it to the American people as credible. Okay? Does that look like it fell from the moon, friends, or did it fall? Did it fall from another lie from the lips of those that promulgate the deceptions on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis that the American people tolerate? Folks, it was kicked out of the back of a military airplane. The parachutes open, and then it dropped into the water. And then when the cameras come down again, they go up to the capsule. Like I said, no water on this shield on the front of the capsule where it was supposedly shielding the astronauts from all of the heat shield. And then it hits the water. There's absolutely no smoke. And then they let them out. And then all of a sudden the actors go into mode once again. But friends, they're bad actors. That's what's embarrassing. They're bad actors, really bad actors. Okay, then we have more. I mean, folks, I can go on with this for hours. Not a hint of steam from the 5,000 degrees NASA touts they managed. Okay, not an iota. Have you guys ever been to the Space Museum in Washington, D.C.? Did you see that capsule that they said actually was on the moon? Oh, my goodness, folks. I mean, even the young people are looking at it and saying, hey, how could this, I mean, just pointing out all these just common sense questions that were told to the older generation. Well, the older generation drank the Kool-Aid. The younger generation is saying, hey, wait a second. What's going on here? What's going on here? Folks, this is nothing but a stage. This is a stage. That's all this is. It's a political op. And isn't it interesting that they can actually drop exactly where they want to drop from the moon? Folks, listen. This is what I'm doing here. Let's put it that way. We're going to come back to the cussing preacher in just a moment. The cussing preacher.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey folks, this is State Representative Ben Davis. We're in a battle for the soul of our nation, and here in Minnesota, we're taking a stand. From the airwaves to the state capitol, we're fighting to defend our God-given liberties and restore biblical constitutional principles. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central as he exposes the truth, calls out tyranny, and rallies patriots to action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
President Theodore Roosevelt said to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. How right J.C. Ryle was. A true Christian is one who is not only peace of conscience, but war within. He may be known by his warfare as well as by his peace. Martin Luther couldn't have made the gospel any clearer when he said, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, yet set on me what was yours. You became what you are not, that I might become what I was not."
BBSradio.com.
Okay, so let's get to this. Okay, so a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, right? It's a biblical proverb found in Galatians 5:9 and 1 Corinthians 5:6, and it's a warning that a small amount of sin, false teaching, or compromise can influence and corrupt an entire group or person, just as a small amount of yeast permeates a whole batch of dough. So we're to purge the little leaven in the lump. Now we're to the point where the whole lump is leaving, and now people are trying, you know, they're so backwards now, Isaiah 5:20, that they say, "Do you not have anything good to say? Well, have you seen any fruit come from these individuals that have actually glorified Christ? Then if no, no." John 15:8. But again, this is where people are. They love to have it so. They love their idolatry. Folks, it's getting to the point now where they have something in the church of America. And I've highlighted this probably about a year and a half ago. But it's called grave soaking. No joke. It's a controversial fringe practice where said believers, they're not believers, friends, but where believers lie on the graves of deceased renowned Christians to soak up or inherit the spiritual anointing or mantle left behind. Once again, friends, it's a mockery of what the Holy Ghost does. And yet it's also very prevalent in the American version, man-made church, not the Church of Jesus Christ. The one that's in trouble is the one I'm highlighting right now, because they haven't succumbed to Christ yet, because they haven't repented yet. But it's now become so prevalent that we have a picture on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. It's a picture of megachurch pastor Bill Johnson's wife of Bethel Church grave soaking. And what does the Bible tell us in 1 Timothy 4:1? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Yet, because of people's ignorance of the scriptures, they still think that because they call themselves Christians, they're still Christians. And they're not perfect. Well, guess what, friends? No, we're not perfect, but that's what the Holy Ghost comes into our lives to do through regeneration. Titus 3:5 is to perfect that which concerneth us. And how many times is that mentioned throughout the Word of God? And yet the professors within the building of the man-made church in America today, oh, how they hate the word perfection. Jesus Christ is perfect. He is the standard, Acts 17:31. Not this nonsense. Not this heresy, friends, that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, it's crazy, people, how when they catch this, they don't care. They just keep going on with it. You know, I've done a show in the past because when I first got saved, I was initiated. I was compelled immediately into the Christian scene. I was the drummer for the best unsigned band nationwide, right under a band, right behind a band called POD. How good were they? They were touring for 2 years. They got first place. We did one show, and we were right behind them. And right when I got into the said Christian scene in which I see in America today, I understood right then and there what the problem was, and that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to the lack of understanding who Christ really is. And again, they can make profession all day long, but sooner or later, the Lord's going to expose them for exactly what they're responsible for. I have in front of me right now, here's another one, a Christian singer, Philip Vaught, charged with child sex abuse. Folks, he's not a Christian. He's a devil. How do I know that? Because that's the fruit that bore from his actions. That's what's inside of him. I can take it the other way, too. Jesus said, be ye holy as I am holy. That's a work of the Holy Ghost. And when you're born of the Spirit, guess what you excel to be? Just like your big brother. How do I know that? Because I understand that holiness of life proves the faith in which we're born of. He was never born of the faith of Christ. He's born of the flesh. And he brought forth fruits of the flesh. And people are saying, well, he's a Christian. No, he is not a Christian. Christians do not prey upon children, friends. That's what devils do. Oh, and speaking of which, that was a brand new one. This guy's name's Philip Vaught. He's exposed. I seen all of this in short order when I was brought into the said Christian scene. I understood what the problem was all the way from the bottom to the top. And you get to see it all now. I just told you for the last 25 years, and the Lord's been manifesting it for the last 25 years. Look at this guy. Here's another one. Remember this guy? The former singer of Newsboys? Busted with drugs, drug abuse, busted and called out by several individuals, sexual allegation for homosexual sex, sodomy? See, folks, so again, it goes back to whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. But it just shows you also how weird things are getting. Why are you so adamant? Because I don't like people misrepresenting my Lord. Because what I see people representing is not the Jesus of the Bible in any sense of the word. How do I know that? Because I'm born of his Spirit. Does that make me exclusive? No, it makes me responsible for righting the wrongs. Let me give you another one for the sake of time. You guys ever heard of this whack job? Read 1 Corinthians 11, 40, 34. It's interesting that a woman's not supposed to speak from the pulpit, but somehow or another, these individuals put this heretic up. Her name is Patricia King, and now she's doing a video on smoking the Holy Ghost. Bradley, you're stretching you're stretching this out. No, I'm really not. Here, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to see this. If you got any comments, 281-845-4704. If you want to know what the Lord is not putting up with, that's what I'm showing you right now. Check this out. Her name is Patricia King. They call her a prophetess.
I'm going to take a look at a sermon, Patricia King. She is going to give a sermon on toking the Holy Ghost. She claims that you can smoke the Holy Ghost like a joint and get high.
How many of you know that there's no high like the Most High, right?
It's a blasphemy.
They go into their prayer closets before they go out on the street and they do what's calling they toke the ghost. And so they go like,
and the congregants laugh. You know, they think it's funny. It's blasphemy.
It's not like cupping, you know, dragging on a joint or anything. It's really they really by faith, you know, really breathe in the Holy Spirit. Whoa! And they also get injections, so they take their fingers and they go to each other and say, pss, pss, you know, inject the life of God into their veins, right into the veins. Like, it's not Jesus on the main line. It's Jesus in the main line, you know? And, whoa. Like, high as you can get in God. And people actually approach them and say, hey, man, can I have some of the stuff you got? And they say, you know, sure. We're just toking the ghost. You want some? And, whoa.
Isn't that funny, folks? Isn't that funny? Is that what Jesus taught us? He's our example. If he didn't do it through his example, he didn't mean for us to do it. No, he meant for us to denounce it. Because Jesus said, I only do those things that I see my Father do. And then what Jesus, after his resurrection, after his passion on the cross, what did he say to his apostles? Look at the holes in my hands and in my feet. And then he says, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Does this sound like a prophet of God? No, this is what should agitate any Christian in this country to no end. And you know what's funny? I thought about this earlier. How do you know who they are, people?
Show me how to do it.
How do you know who they are? You know who they are because the mainstream media wants you to know who they are. Why? Because they want you to take up the baser sort and put them above yourself because they want for you to follow these scoundrels that have been put up in such a fashion. So it goes back to show you it's not just happening in politics. It first happens in the church. Like I say that there's an establishment in government because the establishment first started in the church. If there's leaving in the government, the leaving first started inside of the church. Because the church is the moral compass of society. And the culture is the church's report card. You are not going to get away from that. And as you can see, this is exactly why we're in trouble. I want to show you this other lunatic. And I just want to tell you, he is an absolute heretic. And I'm going to go through a little of his fruit before we get to the cussing preacher. And his name is Greg Locke. He's extremely unbalanced. He's extremely heretical. And I'll get to more information in just a moment, and I'll show you some videos so you can decide for yourselves. But this is Greg Locke. He's a Zionist. He's bought and paid for. He reminds me of a Jim Jones, no joke, and I want you to check this out.
He gave you the scriptures. He gave you his
verse. He's debating concerning flat. He's debating an individual over flat earth, and you can see what happens when Greg's not right about something. Listen carefully. Watch carefully.
Hold on. No,
this is nonsense.
You came up with your scriptures and gave your interpretation of them. I gave mine.
I gave you the Bible interpretation.
I gave you the Bible.
This.
I gave more Bible than you did, for a fact, right there. All right.
Oh, really?
That's a fact.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about
these both are fleshly guys?
I'll keep my mouth shut, and you tell me how wrong I was about your misapplication of the ring stamping
Job
chapter 38.
First of all,
hello. Is it sunrise or not?
Not at all. I don't agree with you.
Turn his mic off. Get out.
See, that's what he does, friends. That's what he does.
You're a Bible denier.
How do you know who he is, friends? How do you know who he is? Because they want you to know who he is.
All in their defense.
Do you
magazine.
Understand? They want you to know who he is. And the reason they want you to know who he is because he's a heretic. They want you to believe that these are real Christians. No, they're not. They are not. Just like Trump putting up Paula White next to him. Folks, he picked the bottom of the barrel. He couldn't have went any further than what he did concerning those that were at the bottom of the barrel. He picked the lowest in the baser sort, the unregenerates, and he put them up as leaders of what? His faith cabinet. You see how this works? It's to demoralize the people. I'm not done. We're going to come right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear you. I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Yeah, people say the hour is too fast. It's the fastest hour on national. It is. I know. I'm the guy that just gets into it and then we're done, right? Okay, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to continue on with Heretic. Greg Locke, and I'm going to give you some more information before we get over to the cussing preacher, they call him, Mark Driscoll. App folks, Mr. Flip-Flop himself. You got to ask him what he believes this week, friends, because he's not sure. And yet he's been the one that's been invited to go ahead and give forth a rededication of America to God. I mean, folks, this is all a show. These are all, literally, these are all the clowns in the circus of politics, both in the church and in the state. And this is exactly why you're in trouble. And I'll tell you what, Christians, real Christians, are up in arms about this. These people have been put up, friends, as a judgment to their hearers. This is what the people want to hear. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do want to go back to this really quick with Greg Locke just to show you his heresies and he's a Zionist. And I want you to listen to the love that comes out of his mouth concerning Rothschild's modern-day Israel and how he's trying to justify it as it being the Lord's. And listen to the love that comes out of his mouth as to what they need to do to establish it by the arm of the flesh. This is not the Spirit of God. None of this in Israel, modern day Israel, this isn't the Spirit of God. This isn't the Lord. This is the enemy mocking the things of the living God. And it's going to go no further, friends, than the Lord allows it. So let me go ahead and play this for you. Listen to this.
Big missile and blow that wicked dome of the rock plumb off of the spot where it's standing right
he's got
now.
So
we can get that third temple rebuilt and usher in the coming of Jesus.
And he's waving a flag of Remphan, Moloch, Acts 7:43, and he's sitting there preaching to a bunch of ignorant individuals that don't take the time to read the Bibles to know what they're amening. And yet that's what they're doing, right?
Tear down that big demonic monstrosity that shouldn't even be there.
He's not tearing it down, friends. He's actually propping it up.
Just, blow the whole thing to kingdom
just
come.
Like Jack
rebuild
Kibbs.
That third temple, and we'll zip up out of here in the glory land. Amen.
Okay, just
he's dangerous, friends. He's another type of individual that you have to ask the question: has he been planted by the CIA, like those of the past? And that's not being. I'm not being speculative about it, friends. He holds the same spirit of a cult leader. He really, truly does. He's not holding to the word of God. That's how you know when it's a cult leader. That's how people get in trouble. 22:18 of Revelations. I also wanted to show you this about Greg Locke. For those that didn't know, this is the guy that told the other guy that was debating him concerning flat earth, or was it a sphere? And Greg Locke said it was a sphere, and he basically told the other guy to get off the stage because he was losing the debate concerning to his own congregation, okay? But now what's crazy about that, friends, he said, you don't believe the Bible, get out of here, okay? This is the same guy who somehow or another is called by Christian Post, who is another, friends, I believe, and I've said this 15 times about Christian Post, I believe that they are an installed outlet to portray Christianity in a negative light, okay? But going back, popular internet pastor Greg Locke marries church assistant after divorce. Now, I just want to read just a second of this, just so you can understand who Greg Locke is. After months of denying they were in an intimate relationship before his recent divorce, Greg Locke, the outspoken internet preacher and lead pastor of Global Vision Bible Church in Tennessee, has married his administrative assistant and ex-wife's best friend. Okay. And it's also interesting, the way that he did that is he started telling everybody his wife had mental issues. Okay. To justify what he did. The fact of the matter is he's distorted. He's just plain and simply, he's distorted. How do I know that? Because again, I'm judging him by his fruit. Let me go back to this because I don't think people understand the severity of this, because people think that you can get married. If it doesn't work out, just go out and get married again and God's going to bless it. Nonsense. The Lord will hold you to your vow. Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 32:30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23:23. What does Jesus say about those that get married? In Matthew 5:32 and 19:19, Jesus teaches that divorcing a spouse, except for sexual immorality, it's the Greek word called pornea, and then remarrying somebody else causes both parents to commit adultery. He explains that Jesus explains marrying someone who is divorced also constitute adultery. And the teachings found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke emphasize that marriage is designed to be a permanent lifelong covenant, countering the hardness of heart that led to easy divorce in this era. Folks, you do need to understand that you can go ahead and justify it all that you want to. But the fact of the matter is you better look at the Lord and ask him to justify what it is that you're justifying, because if he doesn't justify it, you better get it right. Friends, I want to tell you something. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He didn't say wide and broad is the way and go ahead and do whatever you want to do. That wasn't his message. It never has been, never will be. But let me go on here, friends. The message again is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, okay? But let me go over here. We have Mark Driscoll invited to speak at Trump's rededication. I want to highlight this because I want you to see
this. You wouldn't believe this unless I showed it
to you. And I'm going
to
go ahead and play it for you. Do you guys remember?
The Men's Stronger Conference in Springfield, Missouri.
Hang on a second.
Standing up against a male performer on a stripper pole. Watch this.
Remember this?
I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning.
He's an absolute coward is what he is.
The reason I have been praying for you, and my heart is very burdened for you. And I want to be very careful with this, and it's not what I want to say, but the Jezebel spirit is our...
Okay, he's talking about how the Jezebel spirit appeared at one of the events that he did with his good buddy, John, who had a male stripper, no joke, a male stripper pole dance. Mark Driscoll gets up behind it the next night. He says, the next day, and he tells everybody, I've been up all night. I've been burdened. Then he says, the spirit of Jezebel has been here. What are you talking about, Mark? But wait a second, friends. Listen carefully as to what he says and how he says it.
The Jezebel spirit opened our event.
The Jezebel spirit opened. Hey, folks, did you hear that? He said, the Jezebel spirit, the man dancing on a pole, opened our event. A Jezebel spirit. How's he making that correlation? I have no idea. Then he goes, this isn't a rebuke or a correction to anyone. I can't make it up. You have a man opening up a conference, coming to see ministers, where the said individual that put on the conference has a man dancing on a pole and around a pole, taking off his clothes, advocating for sodomy. And Mark Driscoll says, I just want to make clear, you know, I'm not correcting and I'm not rebuking anybody here. That's what he said. Oh my goodness, dude. Are you kidding, Marky? The Bible tells us in Hosea 6:5, therefore I've hewed them by the prophets. I've slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. But he didn't go to rebuke anybody. Doesn't it tell us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, he said all, the Holy Ghost did, for what? For reproof, for doctrine first, then reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And Mark goes there and tells the said pastor that brought the homosexual to pole dance at his conference. I'm not even kidding you, America. I'm not here to rebuke or to correct anybody. Do you not understand that that's why corruption in the halls of government? Do you not understand that this is what they look for to promote? Just like Paula White, who's been busted in scandal after scandal, financial scandal. She's been married and divorced how many times, just like Donald Trump? Folks, if for you to justify that is to say that the Lord is wrong. And I want to tell you something right there. You better take a step back and understand who you're trying to correct. You're trying to correct your what? Your creator. I want to go to the end of this because he's then dismissed, and I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to go on here, folks, for a couple minutes after. If you want to jump on sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. We'll keep the lines open just for a couple more minutes as well till I get this out there. That number is 281-845-4704. I just wanted to let you know he's called the cussing pastor. And they said that of Mark Driscoll, his staff understood, it was well known with the staff, that what was preached on Sunday was not lived out Monday morning with the staff. Because Mark Driscoll's shouting him down with expletives. Maybe Marky should read his Bible. Hey, you know what? Now that I think about it, maybe that's why Mark never got back to us neither, because we tried getting this heretic up on the show as well. But this is what you put up. And you know, instead of people taking heed to the fact that he's a cussing preacher, do you think that the people would flee from him in his congregation? Nope. It's increased. No joke. In other words, judgment is increasing upon the land. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm going to go on for a couple more minutes here because I want to finish
you
playing
wouldn't believe
this
unless I showed it to you. Pastor
Mark. Concerning Mark Driscoll. And then I want you to see where he's called off by the said pastor that had the homosexual strip his clothes off while he was dancing around a pole. And you can see it online too, friends. You can actually see the video there for yourselves. This is happening in a church that professes Christ. And I'm just here again to tell you, this is exactly why judgment's raining down upon the house of God. Because they are not going to mock the living Christ. They are not. The Lord will not have it. The Lord will not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. It's the third commandment, Exodus 20. He also said in Deuteronomy 7:10 that he would not be slack to repay them to their face that hate him. This is hate. This is mockery. And they think they're going to get away with it. Are they getting away with it? Absolutely not. So let me just kind of break through this just for a moment. And I want you to listen to the rest of this. And then he gets called off.
And then he swallowed a sword, and Jesus Christ, okay, Pastor John, I'll receive that.
The Pastor John just said, you're done. Now listen.
Thank you.
I want you to watch this. This is the circles these corrupt heretics go in. Now here comes the guy that just told him, you're done. Listen carefully. People are shouting him down because of what he just did. Listen. People are shouting, get off the platform. I'm just curious, though, friends. What is a big motorcycle in the back at a church conference? What does that have to do with anything? Do you see how everything's been diminished? They're even doing this with the names, friends. They're removing Christian names from churches, and then they're modernizing all of this. But let's go back. He said, if he wanted to say that, he should have said it to me first. And then he takes it out of context and says, well, we need to bring it over to Matthew 18. Wait a second. You're an individual that calls himself a spiritual overseer that has a man on a pole advocating and promoting sodomy by taking his clothes off while he's dancing on the pole. Mark gets out there, safely plays it out and says, well, I'm not rebuking anybody. Oh, folks, I'll tell you what. I'd have been there and I would have been up on stage. I would have got up on stage and I'd have rebuked the Joker. And I'd have made sure everybody in the room knew exactly who needed to be rebuked. And we'd have left the place is what we'd have done. This is a mockery. This is blasphemy. And then he gets up and says, Mark should have said that to me first. Well, it just shows you that Mark Driscoll's a coward. He's absolutely a coward, the cussing preacher is, right? But let's listen to what he says. No, out of context, dude. Out of context. The Bible says in Timothy, 1 Timothy, that those that sin, you're to rebuke them openly. Rebuke them openly. We continue. Mark's out of line. Folks, Mark wasn't an offense to anybody. He just basically identified what happened there the night before. And he had to make sure he wasn't there to offend anybody. Here, folks, I want to tell you something. If you're born of the Spirit of God, you better understand something, that the Holy Ghost will not allow reigning sin in your heart, okay? This isn't the Holy Ghost. No. What the Holy Ghost, I can tell you from experience, 3,000 times over, what the Holy Ghost would have did in a position like this or in a scenario like this, he would have rebuked them openly if he found a faithful servant to do just that. But he didn't find that. He got someone that wanted to play both sides of the fence because he cared more about the praise of God, the praise of men, than he did the praise of God. That's the problem we have in the church. They give more heed to the commandments of men than they do the Spirit of God. That is not the Spirit of God. The Lord does not lead us in such a way, friends, to submit ourselves to the tradition of men in any sense of the word. Let me tell you what Spurgeon said. A man in whom dwells the Holy Ghost is careful not to yield himself to the traditions of men, but to the commands of God. Jesus, again, is the standard. We are to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. These guys want to use Scripture that where it is that the letter killeth, and they want to use it in hopes that the Holy Ghost will get behind them and justify themselves. Well, folks, guess what? A man of God doesn't care about being justified in the sight of man. The Lord will take care of that. If that's not true, then why did Jesus go to the cross? He was without sin. He did nothing wrong. He was delivered up into the hands of sinners, and everybody knew it. So did Pontius Pilate, so did Herod, and so did all the chief Pharisees and the Herodians. But they just went along with it because nobody wanted to stand up and do the right thing. Well, that was appointed, so I don't want to stand against that, friends. But look at the nonsense that people put up with today. Here we have the preacher that puts the pole up and the homo up, the homosexual up, dancing on a pole at a church conference, and then he starts to go after Mark Driscoll. Well, Mark Driscoll's no different. Why did he wait a whole night before he said anything? Why didn't he call and say, I'm not going to have anything to do with this? You know what they did? Instead of doing the right thing, the people, you know what they did? Marky came back and he apologized to John. No joke. He apologized.
Mark and Grace have been friends through the years. When there was trouble...
Look at this. This is the problem. There's no, you know why there's no leadership in the church? Because they're not following the leadership of Christ. So he's apologizing, friends.
Thank you for being a good pastor.
Look at that. I mean, oh my goodness. And you know what they just did? They just justified what they did by having the homosexual there. This is what you have, America. I want to make one more point with this clown. And by the way, anybody wants to take the time to get him, Mark Driscoll, Heretic Hibbs. We've had Greg Locke on the show. I wouldn't even waste my time with the guy anymore, friends. The guy's lost. He's a Jim Jones of the day. He really is. Mark my words, friends. Someone's got their hand on him pulling his strings. He may not think so, but he's already left off the Word of God. And when you do that, you leave yourself as an open prey. And he's got some bad guys in his circle pushing him on in the direction that he's going. Okay, and it's not the right way. It's his way. That's the problem. Okay? Remember when Jesus said, another's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go? Yeah, yeah. That's right, in the Spirit. Not in the flesh. But I want to end this with, if you want to get Heretic Hibbs on, I'd love to have him on. Love to have him on. You know what's crazy? Let me just stop there. Because I live this every day of my life. I honestly do. I live this every day of my life. And I brought this up on Monday. But I just did some events here. And everybody knows the speakers, and I'm talking about the speakers. Everybody knows the establishment is off. They know that what the establishment in government and in church is doing today is both constitutionally and biblically unfounded. But when it comes to them actually taking the time and confronting the people that are responsible for establishing in politics and in the church, the establishment that they declare they're sick and tired of, they say nothing. I don't know why. Because they care more about the approbation of men. That's why. And that's why the establishment remains. It remains in the government because it remains in the church. And I'm here to tell you what you see in the government. You read the Constitution. What they do, what you see today in the establishment, is foreign to the Constitution. It's foreign to what our forefathers established. I don't think anybody can argue that. What I highlight these heretics, you have to understand, going back to the Word of God, what they do is foreign to Scripture. As a matter of fact, according to Scripture, these people should be ostracized. They should be excommunicated. But are they? No. No. The people love to be entertained. I'm offended by these heretics the same way that I'm offended by what I see in the halls of government. Why? Because in the church, Jesus Christ shed his blood to redeem me back unto the Father. And out of gratitude, what is it that we should be doing? We should willfully be obeying him out of gratitude and living unto him who died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. It's the same thing in government, friends, which is, again, a reflection of the church and the people. And if you look at the government, folks, if you look at all the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very people that you tolerate today, and I'm talking about those that are 6 feet under the ground that shed their blood to give us the freedoms that we have, I say, how dare the American people sit back and compromise against the sacrifice that was given to give us what we have today? That's the problem with this country. And some will say, well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. No, what you tolerate is extreme. What you tolerate is extreme. And it's extreme to the point where it stinks in the nostrils of my Father. And it's offensive to those that have the Holy Ghost. Absolutely. How this stuff is going on in your country, Americans, there's absolutely no excuse for it whatsoever. Listen to what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, if you are the Lord's, gratitude will bind your hearts to his service, as love will give wings to the feet of obedience. Right on. Right on, friends. Right on. And is this what we see? Do we see gratitude? No, nope. We see more of this nonsense, and we see more of these heretics like the ones that I've named. I could spend literally a whole month just highlighting the heresies that the American people put up with. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. There's 45,000 denominations. How is it that you have, and I'm not talking about the cults, I'm talking about the denominations. How is it that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And then he said, that was John 14:6. And then if you go over to Acts 4:12, it talks about there's one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. How is it that you can go over to 1 Corinthians 1:10 and understand we're supposed to have the same heart and the same mind and judgment, but yet we have 45,000 denominations? And then you take that over to Ephesians 4, where it talks about one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one spirit. How is it that we have 45,000 different denominations? I'll tell you why. Because the congregants haven't taken the time to read the Word of God. And you know what they've done is they've left off Moses because they wanted Aaron. Did you hear what I said? They left off Moses because they wanted Aaron. And I'm just here to tell you, and I said this earlier, and I want to say it to you. I'm usually the last guy that people see before they're dealt with. I don't know why that is, but I've seen that in my ministry time and time again. I'm usually the last, and I suspect that the Lord will use me to say what it is that they need because others failed to do so. But when you cross that line of knowing now that you have the truth within yourself and you cross the line of disobedience, the Lord's going to hold you accountable and he's going to say the plumb line's been dropped. Prepare to meet your God. Again, what we're putting up with and what we're seeing being put up in our faces right now, friends, they mean to have it in front of our faces. The Copelands, the Creflos, the Mayors, the Duplantises, all of these heretics that you see on the scene, they're all appointed. The Jeffers, the other ones that are promoted by the mainstream media, and I'm thinking of one of them, and I'm thinking about how he's been busted as a sodomite. Here, I want to just, if you don't mind, this is live radio. Pastor, homosexual. He's another one that was exposed. P. Diddy. Remember this guy? You'll know who he is in just a second here. Yep, T.D. Jakes. You remember T.D. Jakes? Remember the guy that Time Magazine put up? Remember? They put these guys up on purpose. 1 Kings 13:33. Remember when they put him up? And then after the P.D., the whole P.D. trial came down, P. Diddy? And then they found out that he was actually interacting with other men. And folks, again, why is the mainstream media promoting him? Because they want to take the baser sort and put them up. And I'm going to end with this. And I want to go back to what it says about Mark Driscoll. And I want you to consider what I'm saying. And then I want you to consider and ask yourself the question, why, if not on purpose, why are they having the likes of Mark Driscoll coming forward to do some sort of rededication of America to God on the said president's request. This is what they said. His employees, look it carefully. There's more to read, friends, if you'd like to check it out. The reputation Driscoll got for being the cussing pastor. Read James 1:26, Colossians 3:8, Ephesians 4:29. Okay? But the reputation Driscoll got for being the cussing pastor simply because he used harsh language from the pulpit was nothing compared to the swearing and abusive language he used daily with his staff. Now, doesn't the Bible say out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks? Yeah, I do a whole show on this. For all of you that don't understand James 1:26, just as a short example, it's interesting that maybe you should take the time, because I know that there's a lot of you that don't understand that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that means what comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. And when the Lord regenerated me, he broke me down to nothing to show me who I wasn't, to show me who he was. Psalm 51, verse 17, Isaiah 66, verse 2, 34, 18 of that of Psalms as well, also found in Isaiah 57. But the first thing he did is he cleaned my heart, and my language became a different language. It became the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer was it the F word three times every time I had something to say. No, why? Because the Holy Ghost, God the Holy Ghost, came in and he changed the disposition of my heart. He made me a new man. That was the first thing to go. And I just want to say this because I honestly do not need to hold back. Love worketh no ill. I am going to leave no offense in my ministry when I say this. But for those of you that talk in such a fashion that speaks the same language of the world with expletives, so on and so forth, you might want to read your Bible, and you might want to consider what's in your heart that is still coming out of your mouth. And you might want to seek the face of the Lord in repentance, because that's the first thing that he changes, is what comes out of your mouth. And now I'm not talking about being holier than thou, but I'll tell you what, friends, you can call me whatever you want to be, but the fact of the matter is you better understand that he that despiseth not man, but God who's called him to holiness. And as I said earlier, holiness of light proves our faith. And you better understand that Jesus said, be ye holy as I am holy, because he said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the Lord. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. So you need to say, seek the face of the Lord until he regenerates you, until he renews you, until you have an experience, which is called in John 3:3, being born again of the Spirit of God. Let's finish this. It says that when people asked me how I liked working at Mars Hills, listen to this hypocrite. He said, I would simply say it's a great church to attend, even though the preacher, you know, the self-accredited, self-anointed preacher that wants to be in the pulpit, that doesn't know what direction he's going, his head spins 1,000 different directions, and every 2 weeks he changes his doctrine, friends. And the people are confused. It's because of what you're listening to. You're listening to a confused, carnal man. But here's this guy saying, oh, it's a great church. It's a great church. This is what he defines as great, and this is what most men will just justify, but you can't. It's a great church to attend, but I wouldn't recommend working here. Why? It's well known with the staff that what was preached on Sunday was not lived out on Monday morning with the staff. It's a great place to go to church. Nope, that's about where it's at. So again, friends, I don't think I need to convey this to my listeners, but the fact of the matter is you better ask yourself the question, to those that don't know the difference, why Mark Driscoll would be invited to speak at Trump's rededication of America to God, because it's not the God of the Bible. Love you by what we do. Folks, check out the store. Your orders will be sent tomorrow morning. Also, consider becoming son or daughter of Liberty today. And keep us out there. We got dates up and coming. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. I'll give you the number. Ready? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Read 1 Kings. I'm going to go ahead and put this on the the Rumble feed so you can see it. Read 1 Kings 13:33 because it's exactly what you're seeing with all these gestures in the clown's court, and I'm talking about Trump's court. Love you by what we do.